Well, moving on now, the United Nations says one out of five people living in Lebanon are refugees who have fled the conflict in neighbouring Syria. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees announced the number of Syrian refugees in Lebanon has surpassed the 848,000 mark. The Office of the UNHCR also said about 793,000 are registered as refugees. The Lebanese authorities say the exact number could be even higher, since many of the Syrian refugees are unregistered and undocumented migrants. Lebanon has refused to set up official camps for refugees from Syria. Many live in hundreds of unofficial tent settlements on its northern and eastern peripheries. Lebanon currently hosts the highest number of refugees from Syria. More than a million other Syrians have fled to Jordan and Turkey. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn, co-founder of Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. Welcome, sir. Mr. Glenn, just where is the Syrian refugee crisis heading? I mean, can regional countries really cope with the size and magnitude of the problem?
Well, no, of course they cannot. And this was exactly what was factored into the entire equation when the United States, her Western allies and Israel went about this process of destroying Syria. This is not just a war against Syria, it's a war against all the neighboring countries of Syria, because as demonstrated by this news, the refugees that are flooding into these countries, particularly Lebanon, which has a very small population, you're talking about one-fifth of the population now, are made up by these refugees. And so Lebanon, just using this as one example, has to absorb these people, has to feed these people, clothe them, house them, give them medical attention and all of the rest of it. So this is not just a war that has been waged against Syria. It's been waged against all of these countries. The same thing took place with Iraq when Iraq was destroyed. You had refugees numbering in millions flooding into Jordan and to other countries. And so this just fits in with both Israel and the United States' plan of destabilizing all of the countries in the Middle East so as to make Israel the lone superpower in the region.
And of course, many blame the Syrian crisis on the West, but the other question that comes to mind is that, is the West really helping these countries that are taking in refugees, like Lebanon?
No, what the West will do, particularly in cases such as Jordan and to a lesser extent Lebanon, is that they will use this to put pressure on these the governments of these countries in order to exact certain concessions from them that are favorable towards Israel. Jordan will go to the United States and say, you know, we have all these refugees from Syria that we have to deal with. We need more money. The United States will say, well, of course, we'll give you the money, but here's what you're going to do when Netanyahu makes his next demands. With regards to Lebanon, the pressure is going to be put on the government there to rein in Hezbollah and to to lessen the connections with Iran. And so at the same time, while the United States and these countries create the problem, then they will come in and they will offer solutions to this problem. But attached to these solutions will be concessions that are not in the interests of these countries in the long term or in the short term.
All right, Mark Glenn, co-founder of Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement from Idaho. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.